The Tinnies had taken their weapons, but that wasn't going to stop him. The debris was still littered with DC-15s and sidearms. They hadn't found his vibroblade either. Rex bided his time. He'd been careful not to show any external signs of talking, moving his head, his hands, any of the little unconscious movements people made when they were speaking. He didn't want to alert the droids. He was sure he'd covered every security angle. And then his wrist comlink bleeped, and the droid nearest to him looked around. Stang! He hadn't diverted the criffing thing to his helmet.
Rex, are you receiving? This is Skywalker.
Yes, the droids had heard. Another turned. Rex stayed on his internal comm circuit completely still.
Here we go, gentlemen. Stand by.
The droids weren't exactly fast thinkers. Two were debating their course of action. One clunked over to him and tilted its head down to look at the source of the sound. It peered at his wrist. The comlink crackled with static again.
Rex, if you can't respond, tap the receiver or something.
The droid leaned a little farther. Rex raised his arm very slowly, the back of his wrist turned outward, and steeled himself to ignore the pain he was going to be in very soon. He heard the swallowing and the general sounds of his men ready to make a move.
Want to see how it works, clanker?
Rex stabbed his fingers over the edge of the droid's breastplate and held it as he drove his other fist under its jawline to send its head cracking upward, vertically with its neck, ripping its control cables from their connectors. He didn't even need to give an order. Each of his five troopers sprang to their feet. Korik snatched the rifle from the crippled droid as it tottered backwards. Nax grabbed a lump of masonry and battered another droid until its head caved in. Rex ejected the vibroblade from his forearm plate and jumped onto a droid, tipping it off balance and gouging out its photoreceptors. As it flailed blindly, he severed all the control cables to its head. The six clones sprinted across the courtyard and took cover behind a fallen AT-TE. There were enough charged rifles, deces, and SEP weapons within easy reach to keep the Tinnies at bay for a while. Rex took a single-use painkiller sharp from his belt med pack and injected it into the back of his hand before taking aim. The firefight began. Tinnies seemed to be okay with standing up and firing. It was all the other business of soldiering, stabbing, strangling, gouging, all the up-close and personal stuff that left them baffled. They weren't much good on anything other than level terrain, either.
I enjoyed that,
Max said almost to himself.
Really got some tension out of my system. We'll relax with a few of those,
Rex said. Some SBDs had shown up. No heads to batter in or rip off. The spider droids would be along soon, too. Rex indicated the edge of the plateau. They could take their chances in the jungle.
Everyone got their rappel lines primed just in case?
Yes, sir.
It was another option. Meanwhile, they had weapons and personal scores to settle.
Rex, respond.
Skywalker hadn't given up on him then.
Receiving, General. We're pinned down in the courtyard, me and five men. Need assistance? And a hutload of tinnies.
He squeezed off a few more plasma rounds. The noise of blaster fire was magnified by the courtyard walls.
Make that a hutload minus one.
I'll take that as a yes, Captain. On our way.
The carcass of the dead AT-TE shook as SBD fire punched into its flank. Nax lay flat and peered into a gaping hole, then reached in. When he pulled out, he had a pair of bolt cutters in one hand.
Toolbox,
he said, making the jaws of the cutter snap open and shut.
Here, Tinny. Here, nice Tinny.
Rex sighted up again and decided that was another thing that made a human clone a far better soldier than any droid. They weren't just inventive. They had brothers they needed to avenge.
Save a live one for me.